Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. This morning I have with me a farmer, longtime farmer, worked for the state for a little bit on roads, and is our president of the local Jersey County Board. Welcome, Gary Krueger.
Thank you, Chris.
Glad to have you. And so, Gary, you grew up in Jersey, right? Did you grow up on a farm?
I grew up west of Kane on a dairy farm.
Oh, boy. Another milker. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to milk cows every morning and every night?
Morning and night. Feed the bucket calves. And, of course, we had the full gamut. We had hogs and chickens and guineas. And at one time, we had ducks and geese.
And you farm, yeah, how much ground did you have to farm?
Well, we only had, at the peak, we had 400 acres, but there was only probably 140 or 50 of what we'd call tillable ground.
I see.
Back then, the government paid us to bulldoze the hills off and sow grass, and now the government's paying me to sow the hills into trees, put them back.
Well, you know, the government, they got to make their mind up. So, did you have any brothers and sisters?
I've got one brother, and I had five sisters.
I'll be darned. So, five sisters. Did they help in milking or anything? Or
what was their story? Everybody, as they got old enough.
So, there were seven of
you. Chores.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. My older sister was, when I was old enough to do much, she was already out of the house. So.
Yeah. Do you miss that, milking cows? You got any cows at your place?
No.
No.
I miss cows. I don't miss milking. I like the animals, but I'm basically a 9-to-5 guy anymore. I don't really want to get up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock and trudge out in the snow and milk cows.
Okay. So, do you have any right now on your farm?
No.
You have any livestock?
No.
No.
Just a hobby farmer anymore.
I see. But you do farm it yourself.
Yeah. What's there, yes.
Now, how did you get involved with in politics, local politics? How'd that come about?
Well, that started back in the 80s, late 70s, with Bill Rolando, when I had a real estate license.
Oh, yeah? You're in real estate, too, huh?
I had a license for a while and worked with Rolando Real Estate for a few years, and Bill and I became good friends, And I became a committeeman, and then I became the Republican county chairman for a few years. And I've served on several boards, and I decided to get on the county board.
I got you. Now, was any of your family, when you were growing up, was anybody involved in politics?
No, nobody's been in politics, not active, no.
So you just kind of gradually, Bill got you in and just...
Yeah. We'd always been supportive, but we'd never really done any campaigning or putting out signs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about being on the board and being, you know, president of the board? What do you like about that?
Well, honestly, I like going up and talking to the girls in the office and doing what I can to make things better for everybody.
Uh-huh.
There's good days and bad days. Some days we have to okay repairs that are pretty expensive, and some days everything runs smooth.
But I'm sure it's a bit of a job, isn't it? I mean, just an extra job?
Well, we've got some good elected officials, so I really don't. I'm just kind of the overseer. They do most of the meat and potatoes. I'm just kind of there to okay and to take things for the board. I would like for the board to make most of the decisions.
I see. And they do make most of the decisions, don't they?
Yes, pretty well.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency deal, most of the time, everything goes through committee.
Now, as far as the board meetings go, what nights do you have your board meetings?
Our board meetings are on the second Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock, although we have changed the July meeting to the third Tuesday to get plumb out of the fair problem.
Right. Sure.
You know, we moved it from Monday night to Wednesday night, but there's always some activity going on, so we just decided to go this year to the third week, and the fair be out, and we won't have to worry about a conflict. And then I think we might change the April meeting to accommodate the mandated township annual meeting, which is mandated the second Tuesday of the month in April, I believe.
I see. Do you get many people? Do you get many citizens, people coming to the board meetings to see what's going on?
If we have a dozen people at the meetings, it's a crowd.
Was there ever a time that you had a good crowd? I mean, I know you probably had good crowds on certain meetings, but
when I got on the board, there was a lot of disgruntlement amongst some of the members, and I had a person told me he was attending the meetings for the entertainment value, which I wanted to calm that down. If I don't get my way, there's no sense of saying anything much. Just you state your opinion and your position, and if that's not the opinion of the board or the way of the board, that's the way it is.
Have you had any ideas? Because you would like to have a good turnout on a regular basis, wouldn't you, at the meetings?
Grafton's putting theirs on Facebook, aren't they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know there's some communities do.
If that's that's probably the way of the future.
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to be busy anymore and taking time out or you know, making a meeting where at least if it was on Facebook, you could go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, but you can't say your mind. You can't comment or anything. Can you? They let you comment?
Well, we have an open comment period twice during the meeting. Once
I know
at the start and once at the end.
Right.
But no, you would have to be in attendance to the meeting to come before the board. We had comments at the last meeting about an intersection that we're looking at to see if we can resolve that problem.
But wouldn't you like to have a good turnout so you kind of know? I mean, if you were representing the people, wouldn't you like the people to come and put their 2 cents worth in?
Yes, you're correct, because you're kind of operating in the blind. If nobody, you can ask people and they will give you an answer, but you know, when people feel compelled to come to the meeting, you know that they've got a position and you'd like for them to be heard.
Yeah. Did you think about maybe having like pizza or some snacks or something? I mean, probably couldn't have any free beer, but boy, that'd get them in.
Now, Chris, you look at me. You know, I'm always thinking about pizza.
Yes, do like some of the, you know, churches do. You know, have some food. Coffee, donuts, do something like that. You could probably get some people.
Food is one of my weaknesses.
Me too, that's for sure. Now, of course, the big news, Gary, is the property taxes are here. The property taxes are here. Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, it's...
They mailed them Friday.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone has a chance to look at them, and hopefully they will look at them closely. Your tax bill explains everything. Down the side, it gives you your equalized values, and, you know, it values your house. Mine values my house and my buildings, and... Everything's supposedly valued at a third of fair market value.
Okay, explain that to me a little bit. Why is it a third of fair market? Why don't you just make it fair market value. Why is it a third?
If you made it everybody at fair market value, it would still relate the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Why is it a third?
That's a government deal.
Is you're getting a deal? Is that it?
I guess. Then, of course, I get owner-occupied, which your tax bill that you get this year is for January 1st value of last year. And you 2023 taxes are due in 24
right.
this year. And if you was a resident of that house on January 1st, then you get owner occupied, which is $6,000 off of your assessed value. And if you're a senior like I am, you get another $5,000 value off of that assessed value.
How about if you're in the county board, you get a discount?
No.
Okay.
And then there are other for disabled veterans.
They get a discount.
Yes, up to full abatement of taxes. If you're over 70% or 80% disabled, you get 100%.
Now we had taxes. We had some increases this year across the board from like 1 to 7%, and I know people might be. I know everybody, when you get you go, oh my gosh, what's going on with that? Can you kind of explain what happened on that increase?
Now, I will premise all my opinions because they're my opinions. I'm not an educated person, and I'm not. Taxes are very confusing, so I may not tell you exactly everything right, but. Somehow the state tracks land sales and house sales in every municipality through the revenue stamps, because they get a portion of that.
Yeah.
And so they have a value in mind of each county in the state for a total assessed value by township, and they apply multipliers if our assessor, when she sends in her paperwork after her work is done, and the state says, well, you need to be 33 and a third of fair market value, and you're under, so they apply multipliers to bring the property up, and that's what we're mandated to do.
And that's what we're experiencing this tax
and
period.
I know we had more than one township, but one township in particular that we just reassessed everything a year ago, and it was all good. Well, they applied a 7%. Multiplier to that township, and that's
across the board
in that township, and it's pretty tough.
I heard,
and you know, taxes are basically unfair on real estate. If you want a nice place, you got to pay whether you have nice income or not.
And if you make any improvements, your taxes go up.
That's right.
But if you don't make any improvements, they stay the same. Is that it?
Well, they say the same, or you know, go down. I mean, if your house is falling down, so it doesn't really. It promotes letting things go a little bit.
It does. It does promote that. So taxes have gone up, and I guess what you want to say is that there all the taxes that were collected, we had like. $33 million and something and some change on million of as far as dollars brought in on property taxes for Jersey County. Is that correct?
Yes, I think last year the total was $33,700,000 or so in total taxes collected, which we collect all the taxes for all the different taxing districts in the county.
Yeah. And then the state, they take a cut of that?
The state don't get any of the real estate taxes.
They don't?
Okay. No. It all stays in the county with the different taxing districts. But if you look at your tax bill again, I've got 7 taxing districts on my bill, but if you live in the city of Jerseyville or the city of Grafton, you might have 8 or 9 or 10. The city of Jerseyville has a library. Some of Paisaw Township has a library tax for Brighton.
Uh-huh.
Some townships have a fire district tax and some don't. And so it's hard to compare taxes because everybody's got different taxing districts they have to adhere to.
Yeah. For example, like you have a lot of tax dollars, you know, going to support the schools and then Lewis and Clark and then a little bit for the hospital and then all the townships, library. You could even pay a little bit to the Greene County or even the Southwestern.
Yes.
If you live close to those areas, or how does that work?
That's if you're like in Paisaw Township, they pay into, some of them pay into Southwestern School District. Some of them pay into Betsy Ann. And in the northern part up around Fidelity, some of those pay into Medora's Fire Department, I believe. And I don't know if anybody up there gets into the Greenfield School District or not. Evidently they do, because when we put tax caps on the ballot, Greenfield had to go with the tax caps. That's a whole different deal.
You know, one thing everybody would like to see is our taxes go down. If we could cut waste, we could get our taxes down. But that's hard to do, because where do you go? You were talking about that earlier. It's hard to cut.
It's very hard to cut. And in my experience, most of our waste is mandated by state rules and regulations and federal rules and regulations.
And they won't let you cut those.
No, you can't cut those. And if we're probably going to have to spend some money to update some facilities in the courthouse due to different laws and mandates.
Yeah. And but one thing that we were talking about was one thing that would help is if people would get involved in coming regularly to the Jersey County meetings. That would help, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And you said they had other meetings that they could actually go to, too, or what? What were you talking about?
Well, technically, every meeting of every school board and every fire district, everything's got to be posted someplace 2 days before the meeting. And, of course, but once you get their regular schedule, like I know the school has monthly meetings on the same dates, and mm-hmm. we have our meetings scheduled. Now, we have committee meetings, which so much of our work's done in committee. If you come to the monthly meeting and you're concerned about the solar field going up out there, you would have needed to have gone to some of the committee meetings.
Are the committee meetings open to the public?
The committee meetings, or any meeting, is open to the public unless it's a closed session to discuss personnel. And but you know, it's kind of limited. You can't talk about a lot of stuff. I can't say I'm going to talk about personnel and then talk about changing your work hours or something. That would be something for an open meeting. You know, we're limited in what we can talk about in a closed session.
Well, how does a citizen find out about the special meetings? You know, these committee meetings, how do we find about those, when they're going to happen? Are they posted too?
They're posted, and the easiest way would be go to our websites.
Okay.
The county clerk's website or the county board website. All the committee meetings are posted at least 2 days in advance. That by law, they got to be, so they're all posted. We try not to have any committee meetings. I've asked them not to have any the week before the county board meeting, so that we can have plenty of time to get the agenda together and stuff.
Okay. One thing that most people know about, but if you're listening and you don't know about it, there are, you know, just because your property taxes, you get charged so much for property taxes, there is if it goes up, you get a warning. You get a letter in the mail that says your property taxes are going up, and you have a time period where you can meet with the board and talk about, you know, why you think your taxes should not go up, you know, and they hear you out and then they rule on it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So there is, if you can always do that, you know, to try to make it as fair as possible as well.
But in all fairness, the county, we collect the taxes at the treasurer's office, but very little of it stays with the county. Most of it's collected for the school districts and the city and the townships and the other taxing bodies.
Right. Yeah. It's
and we're just the messengers. So don't get too upset with the messengers.
That's right. So you can't really help it. It's the only thing that could help in the future is please come to the meetings, you know, come to the committee meetings, get involved, and then maybe you can find some ways to at least maybe not have them increase, you know.
That would be nice.
Yes.
I've said that I want all the county board members to give me their input because, you know, you might think that you don't have anything to offer, but it might be some little thing that might turn into a big thing that saves bigger expenses later on, you know.
Yeah, and that being said, if you go to your website, you can find out who represents you in your district, right?
Everybody's all the representatives are on there, and the phone numbers for the we had a hack deal, so they took some of the emails off of the website.
I got you.
A foreign outfit got our emails and was sending us emails as others of us in it.
But if the citizens, they have a representative. The representative is part of the board,
and they can call and get a hold
of them
through the secretary or directly. I'm not exactly sure because I haven't looked up my name lately.
Yeah.
So,
but the key thing that you want to say is, you know, get involved now and stay involved.
Well, I'm open. I will discuss things with you and try to resolve anything that comes up.
Sure. Well, Gary, anything you want to add to this to our little interview today?
No, not right at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. I know you probably got some cows to milk. You got to get back. Oh, yeah, or you don't have cows anymore. That's right. But
well, just in my mind, you know how it is when we get older, we can still remember things.
Well, thanks for coming in. You have a great day, and we'll see you around, Gary.
Thank you, Chris.